People look for God everywhere. Even the atheist, he's looking for the ancient aliens who panspermia'd the planet to make evolution work out. People look for God in crystals and diets, breathing, stretching, and sanctuaries and classic religion. But God is hanging dead on a cross. That is the image of the invisible God. That is the picture of his eternal love, Jesus Christ crucified for you. You're listening to Oratio, your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth here on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and I mean, don't get me wrong, he rose from the dead, and that's a glorious thing. It's a glorious thing. But when you take the Lord's Supper, according to the words of Scripture, St. Paul tells us that you proclaim not his resurrection, you proclaim his death until he returns. The resurrection, this was the stamp on what the death did. This was the sign to let us know that the death worked. But do you want to see the image of the invisible God? Even in his resurrection, he has scars on his hands. It's a beautiful thing and an ugly thing. The death of our Lord Jesus is a beautiful thing. It's the ugliest thing in the world, and yet it is the salvation of you and me. Next time you see a crucifix, take a moment, pause. Look at the torment, the pain, the trial, and think twice about what it means that God loves you that much. That much, that he would take your place where he ought to put you. And he put himself there to bind you to those wounds, so that risen with those wounds, you're in them now. You're one with him by the personal union, one with the invisible God, but not just invisible anymore, one with the visible Son, the man Jesus, who will be returning soon enough. Of course, getting ahead of myself. We need some sharper iron before I start talking that way. We'll be right back. Hope you're ready to rock.